What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Liz. How are you, Liz?
Hey, Erin. I'm great.
You know, it is so cold out. I want to start the show out by just giving a big shout out to your Winter Warrior program and definitely saying kudos to the folks who are heading out to the markets to chat with farmers and support them. I know it's definitely a tough time of year to be standing on the concrete slinging. Oh, yeah. Slinging locally produced goods.
Oh, yeah. And the customers who have checked in up to 10 times, which they've had an opportunity to do at Union Square since the program started, because the market's 4 days a week, they can check in at 10 times as of this week. They're getting a bag of pretzels or other treats from the market that the staff is collecting. So people are winning this week if they're making it out there.
Nice. So yeah. Today we are going to do a little chatting about duck, right?
Yeah. Delectable duck products. I'm really excited to talk about duck. So I have to say, first off, I have a soft spot for talking about duck because my dad is an avid duck hunter. He just bought 80 acres in the Mississippi Delta, is probably at this very moment sitting in a duck blind. So this segment is a little bit of an ode to him. He's waiting in the freezing cold for a flock of unsuspecting mallards to come on in. But our customers do not have to go through all of that by any means, because various green markets around the city, we have really great duck products, duck confit, smoked duck breasts, fresh moulard eggs and thighs, duck bacon, rillettes, duck prosciutto, duck salami, and duck ragu. Duck is a little bit darker, gamier, fattier, has a very distinct taste, but a great alternative to chicken and fish dishes. And also, bonus, because they're waterfowl, they have a layer of fat between the skin and the meat, making them extra delicious.
Oh, man, I'm such a huge fan of duck fat. I use it in the winter to pop my popcorn.
Oh,
it's just like kind of makes the house smell a little funky, but it tastes great.
Yeah.
So who should we be looking for at the market? Who are the duck producers that we want to talk about today?
Yeah, the one in particular I want to highlight is Hudson Valley Duck Farm. They're a 200-acre farm in Sullivan County. Matt Igo, who runs their farmer's market side, because they have a big online presence for all of their products also. But Matt's very special to us. He used to be a green market manager. He knows green market workings inside and out. He's managed markets at Union Square and other markets around the city. And now he's a producer, so he's really seen both sides. He participates on our Farmer Consumer Advisory Committee, specifically working on doing market assessments, collecting and providing feedback from producers and customers along with us, and then helping us use that information to make our markets better. So on top of that, he provides us with really great duck products. So yeah, we're big fans of Matt.
Nice. Well, one of the things, you know, of the products you mentioned, a lot of them have been kind of cooked or processed in some way. So is that happening usually right on the farm, or where does that kind of second degree of action come in?
Yeah, it's really interesting because they have their farm and processing facility all in one spot in Sullivan County together. So all the from breeding to packaging, all of it in the same spot. So they have a breed of duck called Moulard duck. It's a breed it's a crossbreed between a Muscovy and a Pekin female, a Muscovy male and a Pekin female. It's an artificial insemination deal. And as a hybrid, it's more resistant to disease than either of their parent, and it allows them to do the entire production under one roof. So but the science behind all of that is a little bit lost on me. You'd have to have Matt on to explain it. But yeah, so they process all the ducks on site, and you know, to make the duck confit, they season it, cook it in duck fat. The smoked duck press, they cook, they hot smoke it over apple wood. The prosciutto, they air dry for 60 days. They cure it and then air dry it for 60 days in a drying room. So, so they do everything on site. So that's really nice. It doesn't have to leave the facility in order to get processed.
Nice. Now, I have to say that my favorite kind of cooking preparation with duck is probably duck livers, you know, seared in a pan with some bacon and some sautéed onions. But what are some other good ways for folks to enjoy duck once they get it home?
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect way, especially this winter when it's extra cold. But, yeah, it's very versatile. It's really good as a side dish or an entree. Without a doubt, a great conversation piece and showstopper at dinner parties. So at market these days, we've been demoing duck breasts by cooking it with some braising greens. I mean, if we can do that at a market when it's 20 degrees outside, then you can definitely recreate that dish at home. And our director, Michael, told me this morning he likes to butterfly the duck breasts, steam them first thing, then immediately cool it, and the next day render the fat. And, of course, after that, use the duck fat to cook everything else.
There's nothing like having a quart of duck fat in your kitchen to just kind of brighten up any meal, if you will. Now, I know for the team over at Grow NYC that January, February is often kind of the only time of year you guys get to step away, catch up on vacations, and get some time off. So definitely looking forward to seeing some, you know, well-rested and relaxed faces as we move closer and closer towards the spring. Just curious, like, are you guys taking some time off with event-wise, or what's going on in that neck of the woods?
We work so hard in the summer that a lot of people take off a lot of time in the winter, which is really nice, and slowly people are coming back from vacation or leaving right about now. So our office is certainly emptier than usual, but we do keep our 22 markets open. But as far as big events, outside events, we don't have that much planned for February. I did want to give a shout-out to Union Square's new Tumblr feed because, especially helpful in the winter months, we are posting every single market day which farmers are in, which ones are out. You know, sometimes they're getting a lot more weather upstate than we are, so you know, some of the producers can't get in. So you can see that morning by about 9 a.m. who's in, who's out. And then they're going to post also photos of the items that you don't want to miss that day. So it's unionsquaregreenmarket.tumblr.com. And we always link it to our Twitter feed so customers can find it there too. But I think it'll be really helpful to all of our Green Market chefs out there that want to know who's in before they head out to market.
Yeah, that sounds like making a nice list before you get out in the cold is probably the way to go for the next couple of weeks. Well,
yeah.
Liz, thanks so much for taking some time to give us an update. As always, if folks want to find out more info on the farmers, the market, one of the many great volunteer opportunities, they can check out the Grow NYC website. It's www.grownyc.org, or check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, any way you want it. They've got you covered. Thanks a lot, Liz, and tune in next week on Thursdays for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.